Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. I'm Dr. Mike Roizen, your host. This is 1265A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means for you. Today, the wellness foreplay, if you will, segment is on water. What do I mean it's on water? There's just been a huge study relating to the water on airplanes that includes the coffee, tea, and washroom water on airplanes. I'll tell you the results and which airline you want to fly if you want to stay healthy as well as drink the water. There is a solution for this, of course. That is, well, I'll get to it in a few minutes. But that's our wellness foreplay segment of the week. Our longevity is the next disruptor segment. That's on statins and one of their side effects, which happens to be a great beneficial side effect. Our odd omega segment is on weight loss and the approval of semaglutide as a pill. That's an oral form, and its price change. The Roizen rule for a younger you is on the infectious disease, get your flu shot. That's one of our basic rules, is get your flu shot every year. And we have a few other segments, but let's get to the wellness foreplay segment, which is on what happens when you travel. Is coffee okay? How about tea or even water? How about washing your hands after you go to the bathroom on planes? Well, the answer is that virtually every airline but Delta gets a flunking grade. That's right. The coffee that was studied was infected with E. coli. So was tea. And the bottled water that wasn't poured directly from the bottle? And what about the washroom water? Well, it wasn't located with fecal contaminants. It was contaminated with Giardia, a pesticide, if you will, or a horrible thing that will last forever in your system. So what do we do? Well, when you're washing after the bathroom, use the alcohol sanitizers, not the water on the airplanes. What about if you want coffee or tea or water? Well, it's got to be either directly from a can. You don't want it from a plastic bottle because you don't want extra plastic. Or you load up beforehand in a stainless steel bottle. And that's our wellness foreplay segment. Load up on your coffee, your tea, or your water. Carry two large stainless steel coffee mugs or tea mugs or water bottles with you. Fill them before you get on the plane because you need hydration. One of the things you need when you fly because of the dehydration and sedentary nature is to fill your system and to exercise. I used to always go to the bathroom, whether I needed it or not, just to get walking. But you don't want to wash your hands in the bathroom or touch any of the things in the bathroom. So make sure you carry some extra alcohol swabs. And that actually goes with our next segment on the flu. And that's our Roizen rule for a younger you segment. The flu this year is an H3N2. No one predicted this. That's the flu that is what we usually get as prediction are the ones that are in the semi-hemisphere countries, such as New Zealand and Brazil, and of course, Australia. And that's the one that's prepared for 6 months in advance. Well, they didn't have H3N2, but it's gotten alive now, and it is causing havoc. It has increased hospitalizations. Why? Because fewer and fewer people are getting their vaccines, and it still mitigates the severity. But what have I done? Well, in addition to carrying a second stainless steel water bottle on planes so I can load up on both water and coffee. I'm an inveterate coffee drinker. I actually have been using an N95 mask on the planes crazily, because anyone coughs near you on a plane with the H3N2, even if you've gotten a flu shot, you're likely to get sick, although the flu shot will mitigate that. The statin story, that is our longevity is the next disruptor. Well, it decreases cancer as a side effect. That's right. It decreases, in long-term studies, it decreases bone fractures and osteoporosis by a whopping 48%. Huge benefit for those who take a statin versus those who don't. It also, of course, decreases dementia, heart disease, and stroke risk, those you know about. But it also has in this other large epidemiologic study this week, decreases cancer rates by 30%. You don't read about the beneficial side effects on the internet much. That's why I get sent, I would guess, 2 patients a week from other doctors who know that I'm going to try and persuade them and have been successful at persuading many patients to take the statins when I go through what the real data is with them. That's our longevity is the next disruptor story. There's also a interesting story out this week on the links of gut health, which can, if you don't have good gut health, if you're having ultra-processed food, if you're taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, if you're running too much, that is doing marathons, you have a leaky gut. That causes inflammation, and the data are that also that inflammation also increases your dementia risk. So there is a link between gut health, inflammation, and dementia that came out this week. The Otomega story of the week, weight loss. The semaglutide, the Novo Nordisk drug that had to be injected prior to, now there's a daily oral form, was approved by the FDA sometime in the last 3 weeks. It should be available, and it's at about $150 a month. And that's actually what the cost is for the injectables of the semaglutide, which is Ozempic and Wegovy. And we anticipate that's what the cost will be of tirzepatide come February, that's obtained directly from Lilly Direct, that's of Mounjaro and Zepbound. And those are our top medical stories of the week. Remember the wellness foreplay? Take a water bottle that's a stainless steel water bottle and a stainless steel water carafe, if you will, that is your tea or coffee or water on board, because every airline other than Delta failed the safety test of their water. And after you use the bathroom, use alcohol wipes to clean your hands, because the water in the bathrooms also failed on all the airlines with the exception of Delta Airline. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks for downloading us. We'll see you next week.